And with that, let's jump into our feature. And our feature is following fast on the heels of what we heard at the beginning of the show last week, which was our sit-down interview, portions of it, with Jordan Wax and Noah Martinez of Lon Piñon. That was in regards to their album, Dar Vuelta, which is being celebrated right now on the stage of the Outpost, as they celebrated it last week. Friday in Santa Fe. Let's go right into the performance. We will hear some of the conversation, and time willing, we'll get a little bit into some of the equipment, the gear, the axes used by this duo. Although the album contains as many as 8 musicians, this is the core of the group. Jordan Wax on vocal, fiddle, piano, accordion, mandolin, and guitar. Noah Martinez on bajo quinto, huapanguera quinto, button accordion, not the piano. No, he piano accordion and the 6-string guitar. We'll hear about instrumentation, folk music, and all the rest in the fullness of time. But let's get right into this recording made by Roman Garcia on the 21st of February with John Strader assisting. Let's go into Studio A. Have a little time with Lon Piñon.
So this is a paso doble called 1181 that we got from a recording of a violinist named Maximiliano Ortiz and a guitarist Lalo Ortiz from around Bernal, New Mexico, probably recorded in the 60s or 70s. And this was in the collection of Ken Kepler and Jeannie McCleary, who are a band called Bayou Seco down in Silver City.
Para ver si lo consuela este corazón. corazón cobarde.
This one is a huapango huasteco la malagueña. ¶¶
hermosa, era la luna hechicera, era la luna hechicera, con el candor de una rosa. Tengo celos de la luna, que cada noche te mira. Tengo celos de la luna, aunque lejos mi fortuna, sin esperanza se mira, te canto una por una, las rimas que tú me inspiras. Yo no sé a dónde hayan ido aquellos que ya no están, aquellos que ya no están. Yo no sé a dónde hayan ido, pero como fueron tan queridos, su recuerdo es un ilva, su recuerdo es un ilva en el corazón prendido.
This is a balse that we don't know the name of it, but it comes from Antonio Rivera, who was a mandolin player in Santa Fe. He passed away, but we play a lot with his cousin, Tomás Mays, who played a lot with him and has shared his music with us. So this is Balse de Antonio Rivera.
When you see a style that is under threat, so to speak, does that make you run towards it or run away from it?
Well, I guess, I mean, what makes me run towards the style most is the musical and cultural integrity, you know, the beauty that kind of calls you to it. And then I think in the process of that, learning more about it, you realize, oh, this is a style that is really thriving. There's huge festivals and intergenerational things going on and incredible albums coming out. And sometimes you find out, oh, there's only one person who can play this style alive, you know. And I think it a lot of them, it doesn't reflect at all the quality of the music. Sometimes it's just history and kind of, you know, like in New Mexico, it's interesting because a lot of the, you know, the northern New Mexico styles of music haven't been heard for a really long time. And it's not because they're not just as good as other regional styles like Cajun music or bluegrass or reggae or, you know, all these other regional styles that have really been kind of promoted. It's just kind of a quirk of history that...
The isolation, probably.
Isolation, yeah. And then, you know, different power dynamics and you know, kind of the cultural imperialism where people are discouraged over many generations from, you know, expressing their culture. And
since most of these tunes, whether regardless of where they're from, they come out of the folk tradition, I would assume that the ballad tradition and the corrido tradition... a song could have like 57 different verses. It could go on for an hour and a half. Your songs are very tight and very brief, and I wonder if that's because of the people from whom you're learning them, or did they learn them from 78s, or have you made a decision that you're going to like make them really concentrated?
Yeah, we sort of. I mean, it's maybe a combination of all that stuff. We some of the archive, the Mexican stuff that we find, there's a great archive available on YouTube, the Frontera collection that's been released by the Smithsonian this year. And all those tunes were all on 78, so they're short, really well-arranged songs. And for us, really, we try and get the most bang for our buck, you know. So we on four-hour gigs, we play a song 7 minutes. We have a 45-minute gig, it's 45 seconds. And we find a way to make it work inside there, you know. Because it's with traditional music, it's really a living art that's not so much of, okay, we're going to do this verse, and then the chorus comes, and then we got to tie it up with that. There's definitely elements of that, but you can make it as you want. Like you said, some songs can go on for 60 verses, and then on the 30th, that guy who sang the first one's coming up with new lines. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just, it depends on the situation for us, as kind of we figure out the life for the space in it.
Sometimes we're playing... You know, feels like we're about ready to wrap up, and then a couple jumps up and starts dancing, and then you kind of get a burst of energy, and the song becomes fresh again. And
yeah,
you were even joking as you were coming in to record some of these songs that maybe you have a jam number in your kit bag there.
Yeah, but some of these tunes, in the traditions, you know, for dances, sometimes a group would play the same tune for 15 or 25 minutes, you know, and they get, you know, if you have the context where that works, they get better and better, and it's really fun to do, you know, for, you know, a radio segment, people be like, you know, please. What is going on?
And for our partners at home listening to us rehearse, it's not the most pleasant thing when we played the same polka for the past 20 minutes.
It is kind of the context, you know, it's if you're on the stage and people are listening and they're, you know, it's like telling a story and they're ready for the next step. But, if, you know, a lot of times when it's a more participatory environment and people are dancing and hanging out, then the tunes kind of spread out and you can play them for longer.
Well, it's about 30 degrees outside as we speak, but really soon it's going to be outdoor season, festival season, patio season, and travel season. So we're going to be looking at lonepinon.com to try to keep up with you. But what sort of plans do you have ahead between now and, let's say, the fall, as far as playing out and touring and traveling?
We've got a couple really great opportunities. We've been invited to the Centrum Festival of Fiddle Tunes up in Port Townsend, Washington. And it's really intimidating for us because there's, I mean, just a list of master musicians spanning the world, really. There's groups from Ireland and from Norway that are, I mean, it's very intimidating, but...
We're the babies in the lineup, for sure. There's masters, Cajuns, French-Canadian.
We're the preschoolers, but we get an opportunity to go represent our culture and the music that we play here, so that's really a great honor. We'll be in New York at the end of July. We're trying to still wrap up some stuff for some East Coast stuff around that.
Is it still a struggle to get New Mexican culture represented as its own thing, as opposed to sort of an outgrowth of Mexico or something like that?
Yeah, I think that's part of the process we're going through and just discovering is that people don't really know what the style is we play, and especially when we talk about the more unique. We love to play different styles from Mexico too, but we're focusing on the more specific northern New Mexico stuff. It's things that people haven't heard, even, you know, music experts and stuff. It just hasn't been out there that much. So part of it is kind of explaining to people what you're hearing, mm-hmm. you know.
What about instrumentation? Because you talked about the expansion of Lone Piñon as having to do with getting your hands on these 10-string instruments. And you know, two different kinds of accordions and multiple guitars now and all these other instruments. When it comes to New Mexico, I mean, we know the accordion and we know the six string is and the fiddle. Is that where we are, or are there other like homemade instruments that you're coming across?
Well, they're definitely, you know, homemade versions of all of those. But I think those are, you know, when you think of northern New Mexico, And it's hard because there is a lot of kind of genre blending with other regions right around us. But yeah, definitely the guitar, the violin, mandolin, harmonica, upright bass, two-row accordion, now the piano accordion. And also, you know, Noah is playing the bajo quinto, which along with the guitar, which also, you know, has a pretty long history in at least Albuquerque.
And we were real inspired to learn that instrument through conjunto music out of South Texas. But through research, we found that it comes from Michoacan, which is an area that a lot of our musical focus has been rooted in. And so it's interesting the way things kind of tie themselves together. And I saw a photograph last year of an orquesta up in northern New Mexico, and they had two violins, a cello, upright bass, and a bajo quinto. A guy was playing a bajo quinto. So it's not that far out of the New Mexico styles.
Was it the instrument with the double cutaway? I mean, people who get to look at this video here are going to kind of stop in their tracks when they see this instrument.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got the double cutaway, and it's my AC/DC folk instrument. It's a pretty interesting story with that instrument. Is I bought it from a guy who lives in Albuquerque. But recently we were up at a performance and someone said, oh, we know where that instrument comes from. And there's a guy that has really supported us and kind of helped us. And he's a professor in Virginia.
Yeah.
But he spent a lot of time in San Antonio and works real closely with folk musicians. And that was actually his instrument. And it's a guy that we've kind of been kind of schmoozing up to, you know, and getting to know him a little better. And, so oddly enough, it was his instrument. Now it belongs to me.
Bajo sexto means six, but actually means 12 strings.
Yes.
So the quinto means five, and it is 10 strings.
Yeah.
Is the tuning that radically different? Because I always thought one of those instruments has to lose if they're ever in competition.
Yeah, they're the same. The difference is the bajo sexto has a low E. That's it. And for me, I really love the bajo sexto. I have a hard time finding a really nice one here locally. We're trying to get to San Antonio and maybe there I can find an instrument, but this bajo quinto was really high quality and it was right around the price range that I could afford at the time. So,
and the bajo sextos are kind of a little more old fashioned, right?
Yeah. The bajo quinto is real popular now because there's usually typically a bass, and drums and stuff going. Where bajo sexto was the old style where there was no bass player. It was a lot of duos or twin fiddles and stuff like that.
So the quinto rests in a tonal area that's not inhabited by the bass and the lower instruments when typical playing.
It's kind of like a viola, I guess, in a way, where it's in that middle range and you can get real nice bass runs on there, but you can go up high, so... And if you learn how to manipulate it a little, you can kind of be doing both at the same time. So it fills the sound spectrum for us. Mm-hmm. It really works. It's almost like it was made for us for what we do.
This is called La Banda. It's a son flamenco from southern Michoacán.
Tiene amor de lejos, se cuesta, pero para allá, cuando apenas amanece, mira y mira para allá, qué bonito es tener.
Lon Piñon R, Noah Martinez, Jordan Wax. Let's hear one more instrumental from them before we wrap it up here on Ear to the Ground. So, one more time, Jordan Wax on fiddle, vocal, button accordion, mandolin, guitar, Noah Martinez on piano accordion, bajo quinto, huapanguera quinto, and guitar. They are Lon Piñon. LonPiñon.com is where you want to go to keep up with them. They play locally a lot. You can find them most any week when they're not traveling the world now in search of music. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Route 66.